Welcome to my podcast, Tricks of the Trademark. This is Eric Pelton with another podcast episode in which I share advice and experience based on my 20 years of working with clients around the world to protect and strengthen their brands. So, you're launching a brand new website. What intellectual property issues should you be concerned about? There are several areas where trademark and copyright overlap with websites and domain names, and where we counsel clients frequently on making sure that their websites are properly protected. The content of the website itself could be protected under copyright law. All of the original writing, photos, images, graphics, videos, audios, all of that content, to the extent it's original, is copyrightable work. And so the most important thing is to have a copyright notice visible and prominent on your website. And then if you have a tremendous amount of valuable content on your website, it may be worthwhile filing with the Library of Congress to register or record that copyright in a registration. The challenge with that is that websites are being updated all the time, of course. And when you go to register with the Library of Congress, you have to pick a static moment in time to send them a copy of the website and all of the files and all of the content on it. But that's okay. You know, having a registration for some iteration of the website is better than not having one at all. And you can always file new registrations with the Library of Congress every 6 months or every year for the website if it's constantly evolving. Another issue that relates to intellectual property and websites is the building and design of the website itself and the contract generally with an outside company, generally a contractor, not an employee, who is doing the work to create the website or help launch the website. It's very important that business owners review these contracts and understand the copyright terms in them, particularly whether or not the works created by a contractor are work for hire. If there is no written work for hire clause in an agreement with a website developer or designer, or really anybody contributing content to the website, it's possible that the business owner doesn't actually own the copyright in the materials created. That means that the copyright designer could essentially use that design, use that code, use some of the unique materials in that website for somebody else's project. Maybe it's even a competitor. And so to ensure that the business owner owns the materials outright, they must review the contract, have an attorney review the contract ideally, and ensure a proper work for hire clause. Of course, a website is located at a particular domain name on the internet, www.trademarksarewonderful.com or something like that. And the domain name itself often mirrors, of course, a brand name. And that brand name should be protected with a trademark filing, a trademark registration. And most businesses are attuned to that. Of course, if you're listening to this podcast, you're already thinking about trademark protection. Where they might have missed some trademark protection relating to the website would be for other elements of the website that have unique brands, have unique names or slogans that maybe haven't been protected or maybe are new when the website is created, like a name for an online newsletter, like a name for the blog. If the blog section of the website has a creative title, that should be protected by trademark. Like a podcast such as this. This podcast, of course, is called Tricks of the Trademark. You can find it on my website. But that Tricks of the Trademark name is now pending at the USPTO in a trademark application because it is a separate brand name that resides on my website and in the internet for the podcasts. Perhaps a website also comes with a new logo for the brand, and that's something that perhaps should be protected with a trademark filing. So as you can see here, there are lots of trademark, domain, and copyright issues that intersect when launching a new website, whether it's for a new business or an existing business. It's a great time to talk to an attorney, to do a review of all of these issues and ensure that you've taken the steps to protect your investment and to be protected going forward. One final piece of intellectual property protection for a website that I want to mention also is terms of use. If you have subscriptions or logins or memberships on your website, and or if you just have a terms of use for visitors to the website, you want to make sure that those have robust intellectual property clauses. So it makes it clear in writing that anybody who's using the materials on the site, anybody who's downloading documents or subscribing to something on your website, knows the copyright terms, knows that you, ideally the business owner, own the copyright, and they have a limited use to use it in connection with the service you're providing. But that does not give the user the freedom to go ahead and redistribute it or do other things with that content that you haven't given them permission for. Are you certain that all of the content and all of the energy and investment that you've made in your website is properly protected? Reach out to myself or another attorney and have a discussion. Make sure that you've taken the steps to protect this investment. You've been listening to Tricks of the Trademark with me, Eric Pelton. I've been making trademarks bloom since 1999. For more information about my trademark services, visit my website at ericpelton.com. Thanks for listening.